not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon. You're listening to The American Awakening, featuring Michael Herzog. However, tonight, or I should say this afternoon, Michael will not be with us. My name is Don Nikoloff. I'm substituting as a guest host for Michael, and I'd like to thank him for that opportunity, and I'd like to welcome all the listeners at RBN. Got a couple of quick announcements here. In case you haven't seen the movie America, Freedom to Fascism, a wonderful film by Aaron Russo, it's available here at RBN, and the price is $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. It's available on the website at republicbroadcasting.org, or you can call in to the 800 number, 1-800-724-2719. Again, that number is 1-800-724-2719. I myself have seen this film, and it's just incredible. The amount of research that went into it, the photography, the sound, the whole production is really wonderful. And, of course, there's a lot of very revealing and even scary information in that movie when you consider where we are headed here in America. Another quick announcement here, looking at the financial markets, some people are a little bit concerned about if their money's safe in the banks and what they can do to protect themselves. Those of you out there who have an interest in hedging your funds into a place where you have a little bit safe, safety, I recommend calling Republic Trading Group. And their number is 1-800-691-7898. Again, that number is 1-800-691-7898. I personally know Robbie Noel, and he's taken care of a friend of mine that was concerned about that very issue. And I heard nothing but very solid and praiseworthy reports. So give Republic a call and talk to either Jeff Bennett or Robbie Noel. Today's guest is none other than Don Harkins, the publisher and editor for the Idaho Observer. And I've known Don for about 5-6 months almost, and his wife, Ingrid Castle. And they're wonderful people, and they are in touch with folks from around the nation on a daily basis. And if you haven't read their paper, I recommend that you check it out, that you go online, look at some of the articles, or just give them a call and get a subscription. Now, one of our big complaints is the media and not covering things. So we're going to be talking about some of that with Don, and we're going to a break right now. We'll be back shortly.
Did Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
There we go. We lost our signal for a second. Okay, we're back with the American Awakening. I'd like to welcome all the listeners on republicbroadcasting.org and on shortwave at 12.180. As I mentioned before the first break, our guest today is the publisher and editor of the Idaho Observer, Don Harkins. And Don, are you there?
I sure are.
How you be today?
We're both abusing the English language pretty well so far. No, I'm doing just fine. It's a rainy day here in North Idaho, which is just as well. I've had some spring fever, and I was out playing in the yard instead of inside working where I should be. So today I have an excuse to stay inside.
Oh, lucky you. I'm in Ohio, and we've had a whole weekend full of snow. We tried to have the Cleveland Indians home opener, and that didn't work out. 3 days in a row, they had to cancel the games. So,
wow, now that's something. You guys are having in the East and the edge of the East and the Midwest, they're having an extended winter season, I think, this year.
Yes, that's right.
It was a little bit late arriving, but it's been hanging out into springtime with somewhat of a vengeance, I think.
So are you cleaning up the yard or planting the garden?
Well, we can't plant anything here generally until about June, believe it or not. We're kind of in a snow belt here at about 2,300 feet, and I've got really excellent soil. I've been building it up for quite a number of years now, and so it's really getting good. But still, our growing season pretty much is between June and maybe we can squeeze into mid-September. So we have to grow stuff in a hurry around here. But so I'm not planting anything yet, just dreaming of the day that I'm going to be able to get out and do that.
Okay, now, do you do that on your own, or does Ingrid push you?
actually, you know, when you do this kind of work for, I don't know, a living isn't quite the right thing, as a vocation, as a mission in life, it's rather intense. I mean, all the world's problems are coming through our office on a daily basis. Ingrid with VacLib and all the vaccine-damaged kids, I mean, we have generations of vaccine-damaged Americans that are coming of age and are just being born, and the misery and the pain and the suffering that's involved in this mandated medical model of experimentation on humans is just horrible. And then we take that on our shoulders. And I have a rather thriving prison ministry, and I'm at any one time I'm in contact with or corresponding with over 100 prisoners. And then just the general gamut of all the horrible things that are going on in the world, the suffering of the Iraqi people and people all over the world, and it just gets really quite intense. So we do outdoor stuff on our property up here as therapy. I have a tendency to go through things like a one-man wrecking crew. You know, I just go through and make stuff happen. And Ingrid has a tendency to be a little bit more meditative, and in both cases, it's therapy for weathering the nonstop onslaught of the things that are going wrong in the world and balancing that with getting close to the soil and maintaining contact with the earthly rhythms that really are governing us.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that myself. I noticed that every year, you know, when you plant a garden or you do lawn work or, pardon me, you work with your trees, shrubs, and other ornamental plants, they'll talk to you. They'll tell you by their color and by their physical appearance what the soil needs. And I'm finding year by year that there are a lot of pollutants in the soil, and there's a lot of depletion of the minerals that the plants need. Of course, you know, you try to grow a holistic garden using organic methods as opposed to lots of chemicals and that, but it's amazing what the environment does, and I'm sure we'll be talking about that before this program is over.
Well, sure, and even a couple years ago, well, one of the things that everybody that's listening is aware of chemtrails, I'm sure of that, and some people say that we're crazy, and they can look up in the sky just as we do, and they don't see the crisscross of contrails or whatever up there that we do. It's really an odd thing. But one of the components of barium salts and aluminum being sewn into our breathing mixture, when it comes down to earth, it robs the soil of calcium. And a couple of years ago, our tomatoes and our squashy things, cucumbers and zucchinis, ended up with blossom end rot. Blossom end rot is a calcium deficiency. So to me, in doing gardening, I can see that our soil up here, which is not by nature calcium deficient at all, in fact, we have really a nice natural soil content up here, but it is now, and I noted also that I talked to several other people that grow gardens. And excuse me, people don't grow gardens. Gardens grow themselves. We just give them what they need. Just one of those philosophical points, I guess. But I found that blossom end rot was just widespread. And so last year I supplemented with calcium, and I didn't have blossom end rot. So if you want a direct correlation between the known reactions of barium and aluminum to soil as calcium depletion, there it is in widespread blossom end rot. And hopefully that's a tip for other people, too, if they've been experiencing that. Amend your soil with some calcium and the problem goes away, but it's just been robbed by whatever it is that's being dumped on us from the skies.
Well, I know iron is real important for the soil too, and also I've noticed mold. Now, I don't know if you have that problem there in Ohio.
I'm getting some white mold that I've never had before.
Yeah, we've got black mold, and there's a sort of a pinkish kind of mold. It's a very strange mold. I don't know if it's something that's actually carried in the water, but if you take a container of water and leave it inside or outside over any extended period of time, you'll notice around the rim of the container, it'll start to develop kind of a pinkish, almost red type of mold. And I know these aren't natural. Oh, yeah.
I haven't noticed that here, but I haven't attempted that experiment. I'll be inclined to do that today.
Yeah, I noticed that I had a dog dish that I had left outside over a period of time, on the back patio, and it was filled with this stuff. It was really nasty looking, too. Well, I guess we've turned this into the Jerry Baker Home Gardening Show, haven't we?
Jerry's got some great formulas that are really quite amazing, actually.
But
I think it's important that we discuss this stuff, too, because I'm sure you and I aren't the only people here that are listening or participating that are overwhelmed with what's going on in the world today. And if we act emotionally all the time to what's going on, and if we forget the natural world around us, which, of course, we're in increasingly conflict with, and just stay focused on all the wrong things and all the bad things and dwell on them and obsess about them without getting into the soil and getting grounded to the natural rhythms on life, we're really losing it, and we're not going to be properly balanced to be helpful and activistic and hopeful for a future. If we dwell on the bad stuff all the time without participating in the good stuff and being a part of the good stuff, we lose focus, and I think our effectiveness also goes away.
Well, I think, first of all, you're right. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think it's one thing to point out what's wrong, but it's helpful to present some solutions, too. Don't you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely, and that's why the Idaho Observer is really, it's different than most in that we're not just reporting the news, we're a networking medium for activists. I believe everything that we're experiencing now is a direct challenge to us personally, and so we need to rise to the challenges, and instead of being upset and defeated and awaiting for the rapture or whatever, I believe that it is incumbent upon us as God's children to stand up in faith and in strength and to go forward with passion to make the world a better place. And then the efforts of our actions, that's God's territory and how it all plays out. I don't worry about that. I just get up every day and do the best I can.
Amen, brother. Keep preaching now. Come on.
I want people to adopt the same position only because it's going to help all of us so much more if we are productive and hopeful for a future. Even though it looks pretty dark and bleak right now, out of every cataclysm the world has experienced, people survive, and they are then left to rebuild, and it keeps getting rebuilt in this horrible fashion, and if we want to change that tune, it's going to require us. And so
I
want well-intended, strong, activistic, hopeful, faithful people to rebuild the world next time, not a bunch of exploitive, genocidal maniacs like we've had for the last couple thousand years.
Well, I've been trying to tell my friends and people that I talk to, on internet radio programs, and even in my writings, that we need to be able to count on God and not lose our faith in God. A lot of what we're witnessing is actually absent of God and absent of His Word. And we're coming up on a break here in a minute, so I just want to tie that thought up here. And we're going to be back in a moment with the American Awakening and our guest, Don Harkins. Thank you.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down.
All right, we're back here with the American Awakening, and this is not Michael Herzog. This is his guest host, Don Nikoloff, and I'm here with my guest, Don Harkins, from the Idaho Observer. Don, before the break, we were talking about gardening, of course, and then we started talking about all the crazy things going on in the world and the fact that we could possibly look to provide some solutions rather than just complain about what's going on. I thought it would be interesting for the listeners to hear a little bit about the Observer itself and how you got started and what the general theme of the paper is. I've read it myself, but I'd like to hear it out of your words.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It's such a fascinating story, at least in my little life. Just, I think everybody throughout their lives, they've had choices to make, and they made a choice, and then their life took off in a certain direction. And with my life, it's a little bit different than that. I seem to bumble through it, and whenever something really horrible happens, as a chapter closes, say, when I land back on my feet again, and I just start walking in a direction, it turns out to be the one of my destiny or something. It's really kind of been that way ever since I was a little kid. But if you don't mind, just for a moment, I want to comment on the bumper music by the Dixie Chicks.
Sure, go ahead.
If your listeners haven't seen it yet, if you want to understand what really happened from the Dixie Chicks' point of view at the time that they made that comment that they're ashamed that George Bush is from Texas to a crowd in London, England in 2003 or whatever it was, They've got a documentary on it called Shut Up and Sing, and I advise everybody to check it out. That tune that is the bumper music here has so much more meaning when you check out their side of the story, and these girls are just right on. They send chills down my spine. So Shut Up and Sing, everybody. It's well worth your while. If you're a movie watching folk, then you're gonna really appreciate it. You're gonna get a vision into the media manipulation of that event that is so powerfully clear and concise. You'll get it. It's just great. But regarding the Auto Observer, I had my first marriage ended up failing. I lived in Spokane, Washington. I went to Spokane Falls Community College because I realized that I knew just enough about writing that I needed to learn how to do it. That was in 1994, and so I didn't quite even achieve an AA degree. I'd been a janitor and carpet upholstery cleaner prior to that, and my first marriage failed, but in the process of it failing, I had my first and only real newspaper job at the East Oregonian out of Pendleton, Oregon, and there I did features, and the sports was mostly what I did. I did sports stuff, which is a really excellent exercise in creative art or creative writing, because you have to make sound new and interesting baseball games and basketball games over and over and over. And so you learn creativity by having a very small amount of space to make it may as well be the same game over and over again sound interesting. And then my marriage did finally completely blow up, and I ended up in, of all places, a long-term friend of mine, his dad was hooked up with a newspaper called the Oregon Observer. And it was out of, at that time, Milwaukee, Oregon, which is just south of Portland. It's still in print, and it's in Medford, Oregon now. And just through a twist of fate, I ended up meeting the editor of that publication, Ed Snook. And we hit it off. And before I knew it, I met him in late May. And by June, I was the editor of the Oregon Observer, which had only been going about 8 months at that time. And so we did that for about a year and a half. I did the Oregon Observer, and we then decided that what we wanted to do was start a constitutional county. And so we toured Oregon looking for a place where we thought it was most likely that we could get two commissioners and a sheriff in office, and then we were going to build a county, and our thoughts were, even prior to the movie, The Field of Dreams coming out, if you build it, they will come. And a couple of things happened along the way, and ended up in northern Idaho. I ended up parting company with Ed Snook for a couple of personal reasons, and started the Idaho Observer in January of 1997, and we've just been going stronger and stronger every single month ever since.
Well,
that's the story in a nutshell, by the way.
Yeah, most people coming out of a divorce hang out in a bar. They don't start a newspaper. So you're quite unique in that respect.
Oh, well, spent plenty of time in a bar as well.
or were you doing your first articles in the bars?
Actually, no. What really happened is I ended up in Oregon, in Milwaukee, Oregon, and Ed Snook and two other guys, Don Markham and Don Wittenberg, we would just spend evenings, because it was summertime, evenings on the deck, them beating me over the head with conspiracy, drinking beer and smoking cigarettes, and I just absorbed the material. I've known my whole life that things were wrong, but I didn't know anything about the details. And so evening after evening, them just hitting me up, and we're talking about all these different things, and it began gelling. And so I guess I just had known my whole life that things were wrong, but these guys were putting meat and bones on my suspicions, and it's just been a process of discovery that hasn't let up for one moment since June of 1995.
Well, when we come back from the break, Don, I'd like you to give some information out to the listeners. So if they're interested in checking out The Observer and subscribing, which I highly recommend, you can direct them to the proper way of doing that. You're listening.
Be happy to do that.
You're listening to The American Awakening, featuring Michael Herzog. I'm Don Nikoloff, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
All right, we're back with the second half of the first hour of the American Awakening. I'm Don Nikoloff, filling in for Michael Herzog. And if you'd like to call into the show, the number is 1-800-313-9443. Our guest, Don Harkins. Don, you were about to tell us before the break about how anyone interested in checking out the Observer and subscribing can do that.
Okay, well, again, we're in our 11th year, and I don't know, probably some of the listeners realize that my wife Ingrid and I have a show every Saturday morning on RBN also between 8 and 10 Pacific, and I only give out 8 to 10 Pacific because there is really only, as far as I'm concerned, one time zone in the country, and that's Pacific.
No, there's
I'm
only
sure those,
Eastern.
Those Greenwich Mean Timers and those Eastern Standard Time folks might disagree, but if you're in Northern Idaho, there is only one time zone on the planet. But yes, so that's every Saturday morning between 8 and 10, and we're called the American Activist because that title for our show really does fit with what we're all about. We're not here to scare the crap out of people. We're here to empower people and to elevate them, our fellow men, so that we deserve something better. Right now, we're not qualified to deserve anything better as a nation. That's the unfortunate truth of all of this. We, you know, we fall for the same tricks over and over again. The bad guys don't have to reinvent anything. It's the same stuff over and over again throughout history, and it's time that we get off of this cycle. But if you want to check out the Idaho Observer, you can take a look at us online. at idaho-observer.com. It's an archive of the last 11 years of the work that we've been doing. The site's more comprehensive now than, say, it was in the first 3 years, but we do post the things that are generated specifically by the Idaho Observer, and it's a really interesting way to look at the last 10 years of what's happened to our country. You can go back to a point in time in your own life, you know, 5, 6, 7, 10, 11 years ago, and remember where you were at that time. You know, what were you thinking? What was the world like? What were the circumstances then? And then fast forward to where we are now, and you can see that this last 10 years is in a kind of a microcosm of the last couple thousand years, is that things aren't popping up out of a vacuum here. We are witnessing an unbroken chain of events in the last 10 years, and that's what's been happening for the last couple thousand years. We can go back at least to the birth of Christ to present, and it's not isolated incidents. It's an unbroken chain of events, and I think it's extremely helpful to look at the world in this from this perspective so that we can understand the relevance of the past to our present circumstances as a means to predict what's going to happen in the future. And so that's idaho-observer.com. And you can also call us at 208. The entire state of Idaho is still area code 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307. And we're on it pretty much all the time, especially we're going to be getting ready to put the April edition out. We usually come out about the middle of each month. And so we're putting the April edition together, and so we're definitely going to be on that phone line almost 24/7 for the next week or so.
Yeah, I know firsthand, being a writer for the paper, and I apologize for forcing you to have to toot your own horn about your show on RBN.
No, that's okay. I appreciate the opportunity, and now we'll toot yours. I must say, Mr. Nikoloff, that I probably should charge you for publishing stuff in the Idaho Observer, because I then have to become your personal secretary in dealing with all the phone calls that your work compels to come into this office.
I wasn't aware of that.
So that'll be $50 next time, buddy.
Okay, well, I can compliment the manner in which the paper is delivered, and I don't know if that's due to the quality of the paper that you use. It comes in the mail, and it's just immaculate. I mean, it looks like you handed it to me personally.
Well, it's not always that way. The postal system can sometimes be a little bit rougher on some pieces of mail than others, but by and large, we've had pretty good luck with it. And actually, as far as the paper goes, it's newsprint, which is the lowest possible quality of paper, and we do that to keep our prices down. We've never raised our prices, in fact. It's always been $25 a year for a regular sub, and that's the way it's always been. So it's definitely the quintessential nickel and dime business running a publication. But at the same time, it's such an excellent and inexpensive way to cause trouble and to deliver information. And it lasts. Even though it is newsprint, as long as it stays out of the direct sunlight, you know, 20 years from now, somebody can pull it off a shelf and read it, where the electronic medium, whether it's going to last another year or two or not, or 10 or 20 years, is completely debatable. But print lasts, barring any outside interference to destroy the content.
Yeah. Well, we've got a caller on the line. Would you like to take a call, Don?
Oh, sure.
Okay, we've got Russ in Texas on the line. Russ, welcome to the American Awakening.
Don and Don, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, good to hear from you, Russ.
It seems to me I've seen the Idaho Observer a few times. Didn't you have a booth at the preparedness expos that were going on around the country back in the late 90s?
Well, we did a couple of them. Maybe you were at one in 99.
Oh, I was at all.
I think it was 1999, and it was in Las Vegas.
I was at all of them.
Okay.
About 2.5 years, I was at every one.
Okay, yeah, so we did a couple of them, locally here in the Spokane area, and then there was particularly one in Las Vegas in 99, and we were with what at that time was the Spotlight newspaper, hadn't gone to the American Free Press yet, and we did a combined effort with Willis Cardo to present a seminar on creating your own media, or the Committee for Local Media. And it was a full-day seminar, and we had several guys, including Pat Shannon and Paul Hall, come and discuss their experiences with alternative media. And it was really effective. And it was that is probably the one that we may have met each other at.
Could have been. The main reason I called in was because I wanted to thank you for doing such a great job with your show on Saturday mornings. I just wanted to mention that I've started to take a little bit different tact as far as trying to wake people up, because I've been involved in this thing for about 12 or 13 years now. And my tact has been pretty much that I can go back and evidence to people that when FDR signed the War Powers Act in March of 1933, the American people were declared the enemy of this government. And that can be evidenced through Senate document 93-549, the 93rd Congress, where it says in the first line of the Senate document that most Americans have unknowingly lived their entire lives under a state of national emergency.
Right.
Okay? Well, let's see how can that be evidenced that we are in fact the enemy? Well, they've poisoned our food, they've poisoned our water, they've poisoned our air, they've poisoned our land, they've tainted our educational system, they've destroyed our legal system, they've manipulated our information systems, they've tainted our medical healthcare system. I mean, virtually every infrastructure that human beings need in order to live a whole fulfilling life on this planet has been messed with. And when you put that in front of people, they kind of just it's like they take the palm of their hand and they smack themselves in the forehead and they go, duh, wow. I mean, name me one industry or one human necessity that these people have not manipulated to our detriment.
No, that's really a good point. In fact, in the February edition of the Idaho Observer, we had on the very front page America's Perpetual State of Emergency, in which that Congress was the November 19th of 1973.
Right.
And I had a shrunk down image, where just small enough to where you can actually read the print, that exact thing that you just said. I mean, it's right there as plain as can be. A majority of the people of the United States have lived all their lives under an emergency rule.
Right.
I mean, how does it get more obvious than that? But I really appreciate from a counter-propaganda or public relations expansion campaign standpoint, you're equating that exact thing with the attack that's been made on every single every single component of society and in our earthly existence that we're dependent upon for survival.
That's it. These
good job. I'm very impressed. And if you don't mind, I'll probably use that.
Well, please do. I would be honored. But, they have literally permeated every facet of our society. We can't get true information. We can't get true health care. We can't get pure water. We can't get pure air. We can't get pure food. I mean, just look at what they've done. But, just between the pharmaceutical industry and the food, my gosh.
Yeah, the bees are dying. The birds are dying. The fish are dying. The lakes are dying. I mean, you're right. I mean, it would have to have been either it was a happy accident, as far as these people are concerned, or it's been a rather comprehensive, diabolical plot to make the Earth unsafe for human and, I guess, other biological life.
Well, you can't find any Ozmaker that would take that as a coincidence.
Yeah, no kidding. I agree with you, by the way.
But, there's just too many things. And hopefully you've got other callers. And God bless you. I just want to thank you for all that you've done. And Don Nikoloff, I'm not familiar with you, sir, but I don't know what happened to Michael Herzog. I think he started the show today, didn't he? I hope he's okay.
Well, Michael had to handle some personal business today. He'll be back tomorrow, in fact, so don't dismay. Just hope I hold the torch for him long enough today to
make it. So far, you're doing
a
great job. You sound like a professional broadcaster par excellence.
Well, thank you. You You sound like a professional caller, so.
Well, that's
like a compliment in its own right, isn't it?
There you go. If I could get paid for my calls, I'd probably take it.
The check is in the mail, Russ, I promise.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right,
Russ. Russ in Texas, thank you. Don, we've got another call here from George in Florida.
Okay.
George, welcome to the American Awakening. You're on with Don Nikoloff and Don Harkins. Your question or comment?
Yes, I would like to know, how do you get a start up a constitutional county? Because our elected local officials think now they are the power of the state instead of the power of the people, especially our county sheriff, since he's made deals with the devil, I mean federal government and state, to get certain things, and it's interfering with his sworn duties.
Well, I'd have to say that when we were trying to transition the Oregon Observer out of the socialist capital of the western United States, which is Portland, Oregon, and we decided that we were going to go looking for a county that we thought could foreseeably be built into a constitutional county by getting two commissioners elected and one sheriff elected that would uphold the constitutional law. That was back in 1996. A lot has happened since that time, and we've all learned a lot. And even though Ed Snook moved his operations down to Grants Pass, which is Jefferson County, I believe, and they did get a sheriff, and they did get a commissioner or two, it didn't matter. Once they get elected, they are absolutely hamstrung by all of the other special interests that really run government, that they either get completely assassinated politically, or they get along to go along, and their original thoughts on how they were going to behave as elected officials get mutated, and they get with the program. So it's I do believe that it is still possible to utilize that basic format, and particularly in more sparsely populated counties, by the way. I think that if we could get a couple of counties going this direction, then others would go. You know, could maybe, again, if you build it, they will come. But we need an example, and so far we haven't been able to make one, and the pitfalls are extreme. And I would have to say the greatest pitfall isn't the form of government, it's the people. The people are the majority, and the people of this country, in various levels and ways that are subtle and covert to really radical and overt, are completely dependent upon the system as it exists and are really not willing to change except for maybe conversationally. But when it comes right down to giving up their government retirements, their government benefits, government coming and patching roads, government coming keeping schools going and all that kind of jazz, people really fall down because they are so ingrained and conditioned into believing that all life stops unless you have government overseeing it, that when push comes to shove, they want this government. And so it's an educational process aside from just a structural issue. We have to, again, elevate our people and strengthen them and get them to understand the way life really is so that they're strong enough to demand and deserve something better.
Don't you agree that when the banks collapse and when the pension funds are empty and Social Security, look at the attack it's under right now with all the illegal immigration that's taking place. Don't you think that's going to motivate some people as well?
Well, yeah, everybody in this country, even if you're rather remote, we're kind of remote here in a sparsely populated county, but still the omnipresence of government influence is absolutely everywhere. And so we are all system dependent. We have electricity, sewer, water. Actually, we're on a well here, but to have access to the internet through a satellite, I mean, we are so system dependent. And the food that comes in, of course, it's all adulterated now, but we're dependent upon systems to provide that for us or make it available to us. And so while the systems are in place, we can talk a lot and we can learn a lot, and we can compare notes with one another, but we're still all kind of playing in this game of musical chairs, and it's only when the systems fail that everybody is going to have a real wake-up call. And then in the absence of systems, people are going to have to become very resourceful, and I think that we're also going to end up having to do something that we've quite nicely avoided for some time, and that is work with and depend on one another instead of being so interchangeable like we are now, you know, husbands, wives, kids, friends, family, whatever. We're not going to be so interchangeable. We're going to all have vital functions to perform, and we can either perform them or be not a part of a group that's surviving. And in some ways, I can kind of hardly wait for that day because I really want to see people flower. I want them to become better than they ever thought they were going to be, smarter than they ever thought they were going to be, more resourceful than they ever thought they were going to be, and it's going to take the complete failure of the system to allow us to meet ourselves in that way.
Great answer. George, I hope that answers your question, or at least gets you started. We've got to take a break here. George, I'll hold you over for a moment if you like.
Sure.
You're listening to The American Awakening, and we'll be right back after this break.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Okay, we're back with the American Awakening, and we've got our guest, George, caller, George in Florida. We'll be right with you, George, in a moment. I'd like to make a quick announcement here. First of all, our call-in number is 1-800-313-9646. 9443. And we're not only on the internet on republicbroadcasting.org, but also at shortwave 12.180. I'd like to welcome all the listeners listening to us on shortwave. George, did you have another comment or question?
Yes, because I noticed, like, lately under, like, for the past 6 years under the Bush administration, you know, I've seen the wipeout of the manufacturing sector. I've seen the wiping out of the family farming sector. And I think within very soon we're going to have Mexican trucks rolling across, putting the owner-operators out of business. I am a truck driver, and talking to the owner-operators, the price of freight is going down to be hauled. And I looked at the provisions of this new pilot program Bush administration has. There's no security checks. There's no check verification with driver's license. There's no safety standards, no hours of service. And the worrisome part is there's no provision to check, are these people certified to handle hazardous materials on the road? I see a disaster coming.
Well, on our show, The American Activist, last Saturday, we had a couple truckers on, particularly a guy by the name of Art Pollock, who's been a supporter of the Ad Observer and Alternative Radio and Freedom to, America from Freedom to Fascism as well, for a number of years, and is a trucker that pretty much hangs out in the Northeast, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and that area. And we did an hour on the truck out that's coming the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th of April, beginning at noon. Are you familiar with that particular, I think, very exciting avenue of activism that's coming up?
Well, I would rather than prefer block every point of entry from Mexico to the United States.
Well, you know, as it stands now, the organizers are just proposing that a bunch of trucks circle D.C. and circle the capitals of the 48 continental U.S. states and just make a scene. And if you have different ideas on that, I suggest you go with it. I think the owner-operators are about 2% of the national fleet, and so we'll have to get a lot more guys probably on board that work for a living, that work for someone else for a living, and get them to take the jump. But I think that all the truckers in this country ought to communicate and do something on those days and really participate in that thing, because you're right. The domestic trucking industry is about to have the same fate as almost every other industry in this country, and that is to be destroyed by federal policy.
Don, I've got two numbers here. George, you might want to grab a pen and paper and take these down. Call your congressman, your U.S. congressman. They're both toll-free numbers. I've got one number here, 888. That's a one in front, of course, 888. 355-3588 or 1-800-450-8293, and put some pressure on the folks in Washington, D.C. We're going to come up on a break here shortly. George, thank you for your call. Very good comments. When we come back, we've got Jeff in Missouri, Judy in New York, and Richard in Alabama. And we're on The American Awakening with our guest, Don Harkins from the Idaho Observer. Be back shortly.
There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready. It's